American military efforts to help victims of the Christmas weekend tsunami may be softening public opinion toward the United States in Indonesia, the world's largest Muslim-majority nation. A poll carried out by an Indonesian firm on behalf of a U.S. nonprofit group called Terror Free Tomorrow shows that more than 60% of Indonesians view the United States more favorably after the tsunami relief effort. Before the tsunami, polls showed that fewer than 15% of Indonesians had a favorable impression of the U.S. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Jakarta.
The U.S. military was among the first to respond to the tsunami, putting soldiers, sailors, and airmen on the ground in the devastated provincial capital, Banda Aceh, with badly needed supplies and the means to deliver them to desperate survivors along the coast.
Today we've got water, milk, formula, rice, and noodles.
The sight and sound of U.S. Navy helicopters overhead alarmed and unnerved some Acehnese, but soon became a familiar and welcome presence. Most of the helicopters are gone now, and some Acehnese have been left confused about how they feel about the U.S., a country many once viewed as an enemy of Islam.
At the first time, I was shocked because most of people here are Muslim, but the first people who came here to help us are American. So I was surprised.
Nurul Husna is 25 years old, an English teacher turned interpreter in a headscarf and jeans who, until recently, believed that the U.S. was waging war against the world's Muslims.
We have watched on TV that American is a cruel people, I think, because they attack Iraq. But now, when Aceh are in a disaster, most Americans come here to help us. Like other people, they are kind, they are helpful, yeah.
It's a sentiment heard more often post-tsunami, and not just in Aceh. Over 1,000 miles away in the capital, Jakarta, day laborers and food vendors at this construction site expressed similar sentiments, like this worker, Suroso. I watched what the Americans were doing on television, he says, and I liked what I saw. They were giving help to the Acehnese when they needed it most. I'm not an educated person, he says, so maybe the Americans had another motive, like some people say. But from what I saw, all they wanted to do was help. And for that, he says, Indonesians should thank them. Louis Anselm is the deputy chief of mission at the U.S. Embassy in Jakarta. He is encouraged by the change in public attitudes toward the U.S. and optimistic the relationship between the U.S. and Indonesian governments will continue to improve as well.
We hope that the tsunami supplemental bill, which is now working its way through the U.S. Congress, comes through and we're able to greatly increase our ability to help in the reconstruction. So there's a tremendous opportunity here for, I think, both countries to move closer together. I mean, we are two of the world's biggest countries, and we are the world's oldest democracy. Indonesia is one of the newest democracies, and I think we have a lot that we can learn from each other and a lot we can do together.
A small but vocal minority, however, insists that the U.S. remains the enemy of both Indonesia and of Islam.
America!
On Thursday, hundreds of supporters of the fiery cleric Abu Bakar Bashir gathered outside a South Jakarta courtroom to protest his conspiracy conviction in connection with the Bali bombings in 2002 that killed more than 200 people. The U.S. government believes Bashir is the spiritual leader of the Southeast Asian terror group Jamaat Islamiyah. His supporters claim he is innocent, the charges part of a U.S. plot to discredit him. Destroy America, the protesters shout. Many wave signs denouncing the U.S. for interfering in Indonesia's affairs. One of the protesters in a Hamas t-shirt is 25-year-old Tommy Mifta. Maybe the U.S. helped a little bit in Aceh, but it's still killing people in Afghanistan, he says, and in Iraq. And it's helping the Israelis against the Palestinians. That's why Muslims have to band together, he says, to protect themselves against the U.S. Political analyst Dewi Fortuna Anwar says it's highly unlikely Indonesia's Islamic extremists will change their view of the U.S. anytime soon. But public opinion overall, she says, has become more nuanced, at least for now.
U.S. support for Indonesia
does not completely erase the criticisms of the United States in a lot of people's minds about the U.S. policy in the Middle East. But that there is a greater feeling of goodwill. The U.S. military can kill people, but it can also save lives. The United States will no longer be viewed as in black and white. You know, there is some shades of gray.
Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Jakarta.